Well, I am going to answer for India because, again, I am posted here and I feel more comfortable to talk about that, about our action here. Now, poverty eradication is a very important aspect of the work of the international community. So the European Union was very committed to the Millennium Development Goals when they were put together in the United Nations. Now, we are in the context of each country, and a country like India reaching and achieving its MDGs, the European Union finds it very important to support a country like India. But what we have in mind with this Global Partnership for Development, or with before that, what we call the European Consensus for Development, is that our development assistance should always go hand in hand and support the national and strategies and policies of the country. So we don't come, you know, with our own model. Yes, we come with the projection of our values, of the European values, which, by the way, are universal values, you know, the rule of law, democracy, protection of, and respect of human rights. So we come with our values, but we don't come with a model that we impose. So we come to support the national policies of, and strategy of a country. And why do we do it in India? The reason are very simple. I told you that there were 400 million of people in poverty in India. This represent a quarter of the entire population of the poor around the world. A quarter of the population of the poor around the world are in India. Europe cannot turn a blind eye on that. Secondly, in India, you have also, you know, there are several Indias, if I may say so. So there is this India, which is out of poverty and which is a real developing countries. And at the same time, for a number of years now, there is incredible India. There is this India, not just of this slogan, incredible India, but it is the India with an economic growth of 7, 8, 9%. There is this India, which is the largest democracy in the world. There is the India of the, you know, include in incredible IT sector, you know. And therefore, for both reasons, first, because we have to support developing countries, but also because India is a very important economic and trade partners, we are there. In terms of trading partners, you should know that Europe is the first trading partners of India, even though India is only our 10th partner, trading partner, which means that every week, let me give you an example, every week there is more than €200 million which are exchanged in terms of trading goods and services. This is a big amount, even though it is well below the potential of our cooperation with India. But it is a very important share of our business. And therefore, whether for our business community, whether for our economic interest, whether from our global player role, you know, in terms of development, there are many, many reasons why we are doing that in India.